Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 9 out of 10 Millionaire Entrepreneurs Ditched College. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that'll make you think twice about that college investment. 70% of Fortune 500 CEOs have college degrees, but some of the world's richest entrepreneurs dropped out. So what's the real truth about education and business success? Let's start with the skills gap. College is like learning to swim in a perfectly controlled pool with lanes and lifeguards. Entrepreneurship is like being thrown into the ocean during a storm. College teaches theory, but entrepreneurship demands you solve real problems right now. While students debate case studies, self-taught entrepreneurs are making sales calls, building relationships, and pivoting when something doesn't work. They move faster because they're not weighed down by academic constraints that say, "This is how it should be done." But here's where it gets interesting. College does something powerful that's often overlooked. It creates instant credibility. Think of a degree like a business suit. You might be brilliant in a t-shirt, but the suit opens doors faster. Alumni networks are like having a skeleton key to locked rooms where decisions get made. When Sarah, an MBA graduate, walked into investor meetings, she raised $2 million in 6 months through university connections. Meanwhile, Mike, a high school dropout with the same brilliant idea, bootstrapped for 3 years before finding his first investor. Both built successful companies, but Sarah's path was faster because institutions trust other institutions. Context is everything. In tech, nobody cares if you learned Python in a classroom or your bedroom. They care if you can build something people want. Coding bootcamp graduates often outperform computer science majors in startups because they're focused on doing, not theorizing. But try launching a biotech company or investment firm without credentials, and you'll hit walls everywhere. Here's your actionable takeaway. Ask yourself this simple question. Does my target industry value credentials or results? If you're disrupting traditional industries, credentials might be your Trojan horse. If you're creating something entirely new, your results will speak louder than any diploma. Either path can work, but alignment with your market's expectations is what matters most. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.